made it quite clear from day one this morning that I was not against anybody protesting mm-hmm. about any issue at any time. People have the absolute right to do that. But on the day that we had the protest and the counter-protest in Letterkenny on the Saturday of the bank holiday weekend, the town was brought to a standstill. And the traders and the town, who are taxpayers and ratepayers to Donegal County Council, basically lost a full day's business. I think that's very unfair that people who are making their living on the main street, employing a lot of people in the town and the outlying countryside, should have to close or more or less have their businesses closed down on them for a day. And I think, you know, and the gist of my motion was that we would bring all the stakeholders around the table, mm-hmm. which is the people who are organising protests, the Donegal County Council and Garda Síochána, the emergency services, and anybody else that's a stakeholder. The Chamber of Commerce is obviously a big player in it. And try and come to an arrangement that accommodates everybody. There's no need to close down Letterkenny, and I've seen many marches in town before. For example, it was a defective concrete block march, which at the time would have been known as a Mica march, and it started at the community centre in Letterkenny. It made its way here to the Donegal County Council offices here in Letterkenny, to the Letterkenny Public Service Centre, with basically no disruption to the town. And I think, you know, in the days that we live in, you can look at social media, you can look at newspapers, radio and TV. And I think when these protests are organised, all those media outlets were there on the day, along with Facebook, of people who were within the march. They can clearly get the message out that there was a large protest, that was a demonstration against whatever their plight may be on the day, or in favour of whatever plight that they're there to support, and that it doesn't have to disrupt the whole fabric and of the main part of any town. And that was the reason I brought the motion in today. I don't want to see that happening again. I had to amend my motion slightly, but the gist of it is exactly the same. And I would like to thank all the councillors that were in there today for supporting my amended motion.
I suppose Councillor Donal Mandakelly made a good point whenever he was speaking during the discussion that there was context there, that people, there was concerns that there might have been a bit of unrest on that particular May 6th protest and counter-protest, that if there was any unrest, the businesses also would have suffered. We've seen it happen in Dublin before.
That's absolutely correct. What I would like to say, and I would like to thank everybody that came to Letterkenny that day, that they did behave themselves, that there was no, you know, there was no serious issues of any description in Letterkenny. And that's good, that people can come out and can air their views in a peaceful way, which is what we like to see. And but what I would also like to see is that they're aired in a peaceful way that can let the traders in Letterkenny get ahead, go ahead and be able to trade on the Saturday for Bank Holiday weekend.